Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What's up, everyone? This is a very special podcast because it's like the Saved by the Bell when they go to Malibu edition. This is the Rachel and Jacqueline do Be Here for a While Malibu edition. Currently, I'm sitting here with Jacqueline Marfuji out on a beautiful deck overlooking the ocean in Malibu because her parents are the shit and they rented this house in Malibu for the week. And they instructed, this is the rules she was given. They instructed their daughter to take off work for a week and chill at the house. Don't go back to, because we live like an hour from Malibu, even though, I mean, it's all part of LA, but it takes a while to get out to Malibu with traffic and stuff. So West Hollywood is technically an hour from Malibu. They instructed her not to go back for the week. Bring your clothes, stay out here, do nothing. So say hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline.
So Jacqueline's having a pretty good week. I had to take a helicopter out here to do this podcast. I'm joking.
NetJets, what? They're great.
Yeah. Of course, I wanted to come out here and do this and just, like, hang with my adopted family.
Exactly.
But I'll post photos of how beautiful this is. So, yeah, we're sitting on a deck overlooking the ocean in Malibu. It's giving me a little bit of anxiety because I can't swim. But it's also got me thinking a lot about the fact that this was the week. Well, I've been doing it for 2 weeks now. I've been fully adulting and trying to go over my finances. And when you're sitting in a very expensive house in Malibu, you think, oh, that's what those people did to afford this house. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. I feel like they made, like, big chunks of money.
How do you know? You don't know these people.
I do.
You know, I'm not talking about your dad. I'm talking about the people that own this house.
I know. Oh. There's so many pictures and PhDs and weird shit around this house.
Oh, PhDs, that's not big chunks of money. That means they went to school and they worked their way up and they saved their money.
They did. You're
right.
It's
not like they started Napster.
But I feel like like you go down the beach and you see these ridiculous, it's like Barbie's Malibu Beach house and you're like, okay, there's a lot of like new money that's also living along the beach.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of that. Yeah, certainly. But, like, I'm not developing an app, so I don't know that's going to happen for me that way.
Yeah.
But I have goals to be very successful, and so I'm trying to be smart about stuff. And the first step in doing that was I downloaded QuickBooks online. Actually, when I say I downloaded, I mean I just logged onto the website. And I started an account. And actually, it's extremely easy to track your finances on there. I know this sounds so boring, but it, like, links to your bank account, so all you have to do is, like, click on, you know, what category that charge went into. And so I committed to doing the last 3 months and just to see what I was spending money on. Hey, guess what it was? Food and alcohol, mostly, and Ubers.
With who?
With Jacqueline and all my other degenerate friends.
Yes.
Literally, you don't know how much I was spending on food delivery. Sometimes twice in a day I was getting Postmates.
I know. Rachel was like, I had to delete my Postmates app.
Oh, yeah. Again. And then I would just re-download it. See, that's... So I tried to just... Because this was until... Okay, so that was before I actually, like, went through it and did the adult thing and made, like, a pie chart of what I was spending money on. Mm-hmm. I knew that was what it was. And so instead of actually, like, going through it and, like, you know, figuring it out, I was just like, I'm just going to delete Postmates and everything's going to be awesome again. And then I would delete it, and then 2 days later, I'd be like, God, I really just want Mexican food to deliver to me. So I would just re-download it. Or I'd get on my computer and be like, well, I didn't technically re-download on my phone. I just got on my computer and ordered it.
See, like, I live a block away from you, and I love to walk everywhere. You should just call me when you want food, because 90% of the time.
It to me?
Yeah, I'll deliver it
but
to
I
you.
I have to, like, pay you or some shit.
You don't have to pay me. It's exercise.
I have to give you one of my tacos, and I'm not willing to give those up. No one does anything for free.
I mean, I would to okay. You
would
stock
do it
the
for
house.
A taco is what you would
stock
do.
The house with rosé wine, and I will come over and I will deliver you food. How about that?
Still not free.
It's still better than
cheaper.
Postmates.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
It's certainly cheaper.
Come on, because you'll drink some of the wine. I'm proud of you. You're traveling over into the white wine categories, too. Yeah. Did you just look at my Pikachu that's sitting out? I'm
not
sorry.
Not at all. Jacqueline's sitting in a swimsuit. No. It's fine. I don't see anything.
Oh, I can't believe I just said Pikachu.
You're in a family house, Jacqueline.
I am.
Let's keep it together.
I know. Well, I'm wearing a swimsuit, but I have a cover-up on.
You do.
But I'm Indian style.
So am I, but I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah, she's wearing
I'm
shorts.
I'm also facing the ocean because I don't get to stay here for a week, so I'm trying to enjoy it.
Trying to take
sorry
it in.
I'm not staring at your face.
I'll be your postmate.
No. That's like having an... No, I'm not going to...
No, that's like cardio for me. I love it.
That's not happening. So I was spending an exorbitant amount of money on food delivery and Ubers. Like, hey, Rachel, how about just don't drink that night? Because I would always justify it and be like, hey, this is better than a DUI. At least I'm taking an Uber. But guess what the other option is? Don't have a drink, you degenerate. Like, you don't always, like...
That's true.
I would Uber to, you know, a show I had in Santa Monica, like doing stand-up comedy. Like, if I had a show at the West Side Comedy Theater, I'd be like, well... Listen, I'm probably going to have a drink, and it's just safer to Uber.
That should be Uber's new, like, slogan.
Well, it works. But,
it
like,
does.
How about just don't have one?
Just don't drink.
Wait till you get home. No, I'm not saying don't drink. I'm just saying, like, did I need to spend $30 on the Uber there, $30 on the Uber back? And granted, I probably only had two glasses of wine there, but still, I'm a pussy. I don't like to drink and drive, which is smart.
Thank God.
You know, $10 on those cheap glasses of wine. So I spent $70
to
just
go
to
do
have
comedy.
Two drinks? Yeah. Like it's just dumb. So I finally adulted up and I paid attention to this stuff. And guys, I'm on the right path. Listen, I'm not saying I'm
the first step is awareness.
I'm not going square on you, but what I'm doing now is when I want a bottle of wine, I'm not going to order delivery. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get my butt up. I'm going to walk the block and a half to the liquor store on the corner, and I'm just going to buy it because that's how lazy I was being. There's a store a block and a half away, and I was like, I'm writing jokes right now. I don't think I should be getting up. Like, I'm really on a roll. No, get your ass up.
Yeah, that store is magical. They also sell Bath and Body Works lotions at that store, which is so random. I've never been to
that
a liquor store where you could buy your Cabernet and your rosé lotion. It's weird.
You're right. It's magical.
It's a magical
And the two
store.
Guys that work there, they know me.
They're great.
They know. They're always surprised sometimes when I come in there and I'm not getting alcohol. Sometimes I'm just getting, like, asking for quarters or to exchange quarters for to do laundry.
They have a great Chipwich selection. Like, the fat kid in me always comes out because they
What's
have, like, Chipwich? A whole... What? Do you call it, like, ice cream sandwich? Chipwich. They have like the cookies with the vanilla ice cream. They have
it's called ice cream sandwich.
No, it's
Jacqueline.
Called a Chipwich. All right, guys, let us know what it's called. Ice cream sandwich or Chipwich.
But it's but guess what? That's exactly what it is. It's an ice cream sandwich. It's
right.
Two pieces.
Tomato, tomato.
It's two cookies or two cake situations.
It's called a Chipwich.
With ice cream in the middle, which is technically a sandwich. Anything with two, you know, flat things on the outside
that's
and
true.
A filling is a sandwich.
You know what actually would make it better is if you put chips in between the cookies and the ice cream. Like, you have salty
oh,
and sweet, like a chip, like an actual Chipwich.
That would be delicious.
I think we should try that. I think we have all of the above downstairs.
That would be, that's well, that's what we're doing after this.
That's what we're doing. Because when you go on family vacation, do you know how many, like, epic shopping sprees you go on to the grocery store?
Oh, yeah. Those are the best.
It's insane.
You're just like, I can get anything because mom's paying for it. Heck yeah.
So fun.
Yeah, absolutely. You're just like... Listen, I'm not going to try to save the 50 cents on that. I'm going organic, and I'm going extra cheese. Because you know when you go to Trader Joe's, it's like $2.29 for this bag of carrots, regular. Yeah. $2.99 for the organic ones. And I'm like, I will... But this is how cheap I can be about some stuff, but not about, like, luxury. Yeah. I will literally look at that and be like... Oh, fuck it. I'll get the preservatives and get cancer and save 70 cents in that
exactly.
situation. But
well, because you're saving up for the next Hermes bag.
Yeah. But when it comes to, like, just getting food delivery or, like, shopping, I'm like, listen, this is a lifetime piece and this is an investment.
It's an investment. And you're gonna buy it and you're going to sell it for more eventually.
If I get the energy to do
which
that.
Which is something Rachel just told me. She went on this. Did you talk about this already?
What
RJ's
do?
Lunch. All the
God.
Stuff he taught you about. Oh, that's a bee.
No, I haven't talked about it yet.
We're just going to pretend it's not there.
Annabelle's dad, excuse me. We have this friend, Annabelle, who's hilarious and beautiful and amazing. And
hi,
she's been on Stassi's podcast a lot. So if you've listened to Stassi's, then you know who she is. She's hilarious. And her dad was in town this week, and he took me to brunch. And it was the most informative and also the most fun brunch of, like, my life. Her dad's, like, a very successful businessman. And the East Coast style where hey, listen, they do what it takes, and I like that about him.
Very on brand with the Marfugees who you're hanging out with right now.
Absolutely. Jacqueline's family's the same. And I feel like I learned how to be just a tycoon after that lunch. Plus, he's just hilarious. He's, like, 70. He's not, like, 70. He actually is 70. I don't know why I said that. he decided to start doing stand-up comedy later in life.
Very later.
Explain, Jacqueline. I missed it because I was on that tour. It was the day I got back, or the day before I got back.
Picture, like, a funnier, more Italian Rodney Dangerfield. Only, like, first shot out. Like, he rented out the Yoo-Hoo Room, which is in Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank. It's this awesome room, and invited all of Annabelle's friends there for his 70th birthday. And he did a tight hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
And that was
his first time performing live.
We're working on like a tight 20-minute set over here.
No, we got more than that.
Yeah, we do.
But the thing is, that, like, everyone was expecting for it to be like, oh, like, let's laugh because it's Annabelle's dad.
No, we were crying.
It was that funny.
It was so funny. And he did crowd work. Like, you usually don't start crowd work until at least a year, 2 years in.
God.
He was just calling all of us out in the audience. So it was like a roast. It was a stand-up set. It was all of the above. He brought Annabelle's mom up. She ballroom danced for a little bit.
I haven't seen her do that.
Oh, my God. She's so good.
Oh, maybe I have briefly.
Briefly. Yeah, but it was just hilarious. So, yeah, he's just a great guy. And he taught
so
you a
cool.
lot about making that.
Oh, yeah. So his number one business tip was buy something and sell it for more. I just got to figure out what I'm buying and then figure out what I'm selling it for.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
Well, I was on the beach yesterday, and guys, I'm not bougie. My family might be a little bougie. I'm the opposite. But I'm on the beach, and I all of a sudden get a phone call. I get a text message. I get all these things from Chase being like, fraud alert. And I was almost excited because I'm like, oh, maybe someone's been taking money out of my account. And that's why
Listen,
it's so
someone's
low.
Been embezzling money out of my account. I'm really secretly
it totally
very
makes
rich.
Sense now.
When I overdraft, it's because someone took it.
I was like excited that there was a fraud it's alert.
Hilarious.
I was like, yes, this makes sense, finally. Nope. But it forced me. I had to, like, go through all the charges in my account for the past, like, 2 months. And it's true, Rachel. All we do is go to happy hours. But we, like, go to numerous ones.
Yeah, do we need 2-3 happy hours?
Nope.
Why
nope.
is it one okay?
Because it's, like, cheap at first. But, like, if you keep doing it,
well,
it's like we might as well just go to Mastro's and just stay there.
Seriously. The other day we went and we were like, okay, we're going to go to this place. It's called Merrick's. And it's a Mexican restaurant. And, you know, they have like $2 tacos and like $4 glasses of wine, whatever. So we go and we sit down and we're like, okay, cool. Jacqueline was like, I'm not really hungry. I'm like, cool, I am. I'm going to have 3 tacos. And so we have, you know, some guacamole, a couple tacos, glass of wine. And then Jacqueline's like, listen, I think I'm just really in the mood for a cheese plate. And I was like, I'm in the mood for a cheese plate.
Cheese plate.
Yeah. And then, which prompted us to go search on our phones to find another happy hour that had a cheese plate.
Do you know how hard it is to find a cheese plate in West Hollywood?
Apparently, it was pretty hard.
Boys Town, they don't like the good fat, the cheese fat.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't.
So then we went on after going to a Mexican happy hour to a French happy hour, and we ate cheese and drank rosé.
Oh my God, so much burrata with pesto. It was so
it
good,
was so
guys.
Good.
Go to WeHo Bistro.
Granted, that was only a 2 off on that night, but that's still, that adds up. You're like, I'm going to happy hour. It's going to be so cheap.
Nope.
And then, so I was telling my mom I was going to do this. And then my mom, every time I tell my mom I'm going to do something or
what
I'm interested
Cindy
in something,
say?
She's awesome. She's supportive, but she will get on and like research it. So then she found all these articles that this girl had written on this blog. I should see what the blog is called. But one of the articles was called The Cost of Laziness. And it was about having, like, task rabbits do everything. And
that's
like
the one you showed me.
Yeah, and, like, Postmates delivered. And I apologize for that little sound glitch. I put my phone too close to the mic. Postmates delivered and Ubering everywhere. And you don't realize, like, how quickly it adds up. So there was... So she tracked her whole day, and it started with going and getting like a bagel sandwich, and it was I know I say bagel weird. John makes fun of me all the time
for bagel.
Am I saying it weird? He says
how
I do.
How do you say it? Bagel.
I don't know. I'm not going to say it. You're putting me on the spot.
Well, no.
Listen, I'm not doing stand-up right now.
Bagel.
I'm not a monkey.
Can you do it with me?
Perform.
Bagel.
No, I'm not doing it.
Oh,
bagel.
Come on.
Okay. So she starts off with saying, like, okay, in the morning I went, instead of, like, eating breakfast at home, I got, like, a $7 bagel sandwich. And this girl was, like, a stylist or something. And she said, well, I was hauling a lot of clothes to the shoot that day. So I decided to get an Uber instead of walking, even though it's not that far away. The Uber was, like, $15. And then she went and got coffee at a certain point. And she lives in New York, so the prices are much higher than they would be anywhere else. And that was, like, $3 to $4. And then it was the Uber home, and then maybe a lunch, like a lunch for like $15.
And you think like, oh, 15's not that much.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I'm being cheap, you know?
Nope.
And then a couple other very small things like that, like a glass of wine on the way home, or just like I picked up dinner to go, and then I took another Uber, something like that. And it was like $75 that day. Do you know how much you have to make
To spend $75 a day.
Every day? I'm going to add it up right now. Sorry. 75 times 30.
Like, I barely...
Okay.
No.
So that's why... Okay. So that's $2,250 in just...
A month?
But that's not what you would have to make to get it.
No, that's what you're paying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's just like your like little frivolous, like, oh, so that doesn't even include when you're like, okay, I'm going to go out to a nice dinner with like my friends or whatever.
This
so
is like stopping at Subway.
Yeah, so let's add another $600 on top of that for the fancy dinners in the month.
Okay.
And then let's say...
Let's add your rent onto it.
Let's say your rent's $1,500.
Utilities. Let's add two more.
Then let's say $150 for Wi-Fi cable, $80 for the rest of them. She's in New York, so I won't add a car payment, but let's say for everyone else in the world.
Some credit card payments.
I'll make it a small car payment because if you live in like the Midwest, your rent wouldn't be as expensive. Let's just say $150 for car payment. And let's say your student loans are $150 a month and your credit cards are $200 a month. That's $5,000.
A month.
That's $5,000.
Divide that by four.
Divide it by four?
I want to see how much you need to make a week.
$1,200.
$1,200 a week ish. Yeah. This is like no.
Well, because I was rounding down on the first one. Yeah, it's $1,200 a week.
Okay.
To just be like, not over the top spendy, but like kind of frivolous.
Just
like,
to maintain.
Yeah, not like packing your lunch to work.
No, we're not talking on like. She's probably going on like weird bachelorette party vacations. And,
oh
like,
gosh, that's expensive.
Oh my god, I was a professional like bridesmaid for a good 3 years straight.
Try to add up in your head quickly how much you think you spent on...
I was in 5 weddings.
In 1 year. I remember that year.
In 1 year, yeah. And I'm still paying for it. Like, really? I'm still poor from being in all the weddings. I think I'm going to send out just a registry to all of my married friends and be like, hey.
How much do you think? Take a guess.
Oh, my gosh. Well, each one, there was flights. There was... I think the killer was the bridesmaids' dresses and the shoes. All together between the bridesmaids' dresses, the alterations... The shoes, the bachelorette parties are what actually like are the killers because on top of having to spend money on going to the actual wedding, you're flying out to Vegas or Santa
it's
Barbara
thousands. It has to be thousands.
Yeah, it's probably even like 10,000 altogether,
are you
like
serious?
Between all the weddings. Yeah, and Jesus. Then you have to take off work. You can't do shows. Like, so you have to stop all the things you're getting paid for because with what you and I do, it's not like we have vacation days.
Yeah.
We don't.
I was actually thinking I'm going to a bachelorette party in like a week. And I was like, would it be rude if I booked a show while I'm out there?
No,
make a little bit of cash. That is so rude, though. Like, I'm like, listen, guys, I'm going to be late for the dinner and the girls going out thing. Going to make a little bit of cash and come by.
I feel like that would be so fun for everyone to go to. That would be more fun.
Oh, my God. They have seen me do comedy so many times.
I can't but
force
not
these people to watch
not
me do comedy
where
again.
You're going.
What's the difference?
A lot of beads that people throw at you.
Yeah. You never know. Good point.
Fun humor in New Orleans. Am I allowed to say that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so I hope this whole like financial talk wasn't depressing to everyone, but it's just like it's real talk because guess what? Everyone that listens to this, we want to be millionaires, right? Who doesn't want to be a millionaire? Maybe some people are like humble and like want to join the Peace Corps, and you're a better person than me. I'll just donate my money and then go spend time like Angelina Jolie. But I truly like money. I want to be successful.
Yes,
I want to be able to provide for a family. I want to be able to like. Give back to people.
Maybe buy a house someday.
Yes. And okay, when you live, I don't even want to get into that. I also researched how much you need to have down to buy a house in LA.
A lot.
and New York. They did They did the top 20 metropolitan cities, and yeah, we're like we're at the besides San Francisco, we're worse actually, even than New York.
We are. I feel like there's more to do here. Also,
no, but so we're worse off with how much we need to have down for like what the median house would cost.
Exactly,
but. So.
We need to be more aware. Yeah. I think awareness is the first key to
but
it.
But it's not that big of a deal. So I took steps to try. I'm trying to be better. So on Monday, so Postmates is still deleted. Full disclosure, I did Postmates at Pollo Loco on Monday, even though it's
like
a quarter of a mile away.
2 minute walk from your place.
I know. And it was actually disgusting because I don't like El Pollo Loco.
So disappointed in you for even ordering that.
Here's the worst part about this that I'm most ashamed about. I actually don't like fast food. And I know that makes me sound like not relatable, but I don't like the taste of it. Like, I actually do like El Pollo Loco and I've had it before
many
times.
They've got sweet potato fries, actually.
They also have really good chicken normally. I don't know what the deal was that when I got it. But I went on, so I re-downloaded Postmates on my phone on Monday. And it's not even like I was hungover. I'd been
like
totally like
addiction.
Healthy living, like not drinking. Like, so it's not like I just didn't want to leave and I was like getting into doing work and stuff. And so I genuinely tried to research the cheapest thing I could Postmates. And that was at Pollo Loco. I know it was a quarter mile away. I could have walked there.
You need to walk if you're going to get El Pollo Loco. Actually, that's the bougiest thing I've ever heard, that you actually made someone go pick up El Pollo Loco fast food for you, and you paid probably double the price and had them deliver it to your doorstep one block away.
It was the same price as it would be on the menu, but then you'd pay a $2.99 delivery fee.
Can I tell you something
$2.99 more.
About Postmates?
What?
They don't tip when you're actually taking the delivery orders. Like, the restaurants and the people like behind the bar, the people serving you, whenever like they have to take the order, no matter how complicated it is, they never fill in the tip line. So I don't like that because they're screwing over the people working in the restaurants.
You tip, but you just tip the driver.
You tip the driver. The driver doesn't.
I don't think they give you an option to tip the restaurant.
No, I know that it's not your fault as the consumer. It's Postmates' fault because, like, the poor server who's answering the phones has to take all these complicated orders and get all your shit
all
ready.
Right. I boycott Postmates.
I think
just
you should,
for that reason
because
now.
Like Grubhub, like people get tipped. Like there's certain other services, but when you're working and you get a Postmates order, I hate Postmates.
Hey, that is really sad.
It's mean.
All right, that's mean. Now
they're
I'm
cheating
never
the system.
Use it again.
No.
Is there a way to block it from my phone so I can't? I can't in a moment
like
of weakness.
It's like a bad ex-boyfriend that you can't call.
In a moment of weakness, I can't just change its name and my phone is do not call this person.
Yes.
Or do not answer.
There's a few numbers where I'm like, don't call bad.
Bad. Yeah, because that never works.
But then they keep calling and that just keeps appearing on your phone. And you're like,
You know what I used to do is I used to delete their number. And then when they would call, I would memorize their number. So then it was because not a name would come up.
It
then
was
there
like
was just a number at this point. And you're like, well... Now I have the number memorized, so now that's even more embedded in my head. There's no way I can ever delete this person from my life.
I just love sending new phone, who dis?
Yeah, that's the best.
That's a fun one. It's
who
so
is this?
Fun. I love it.
Oh, gosh.
I use it when it's not a new phone, though, a lot. It's fine.
You should just not even say new phone. You should just say, who is this? It's even more insulting.
I know, right?
Like, I didn't get a new phone. I just deleted you.
Yeah. Well, what a player. You actually helped me with a recent person.
Wait, I'm
a ghoster.
I have a whole segment I'm doing with you right after this. So let me finish with the boring stuff. I'm sorry, guys.
Should I text the family and tell them we're not going to be eating down there?
No, we will. Well, tell them not to wait for us.
Yeah, don't wait for us. I'm going to do that.
All right. So why was I talking about Pollo Loco? Oh, so in a moment of weakness, I got a Pollo Loco. It was terrible. That was Monday during the day. And then 2 hours later, I was like, listen, I'm going to drive to the grocery store. So I get in my car, I drive to the grocery store. I shop for like an hour. Budgeting to the penny. I spent $80 when I left. I got home and I meal prepped for the week. And not meal prep like I'm trying to lose weight because it wasn't healthy. I made like Irish beef stew with like just meat and potatoes. It was incredible. I cooked it for hours. The meat melted in your mouth. Great stuff. Like pork tenderloin and brown rice. That's not bad. With sweet potatoes and broccoli. That was actually healthy. And then I made a nectarine upside down cake.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that. What's that about?
You know what pineapple upside down cake is?
Yes, I do.
So I just replaced it with nectarines instead.
I don't think I've ever had a nectarine.
Well, I had some like leftover and I was like being frugal, so I'll use them. Anyways, listen, guys, that's going to last me until Friday. I haven't Postmated yet.
That's the answer for you.
I'm eating off the Marfugees tonight.
No, what's happening? She's getting two Marfugee meals. She gets two Marfugee houses, two meals. Joking. No, it's great.
And it's lasting until Friday. And then my mom comes into town Friday. So Friday to Sunday. God. Friday to Sunday, Cindy O'Brien's taking care of it. Then Monday, I'm going to do the same thing.
You've been so thrifty all week. I'm proud of you, O'Brien.
Listen, I'm doing great things. But let's stop talking about money.
Let's make Los Angeles great again.
But if you guys, listen, it's good advice.
I keep trying to force feed Rachel.
Tweet me if you need advice.
Yes. Dear Rachel.
Not that I'm saying I have good advice, but I'm like a reformed drug addict giving you advice. Like, that's how sobriety works. It's usually, you know.
A sponsor.
Your sponsor.
You're like a Postmate sponsor.
Yeah, I'm a reformed overspender trying to help out.
I keep trying to force feed Rachel cheese, and she's not buying into it, guys.
Because I'm waiting for the full Marfugee.
I know. There's a lot of bolognese down there.
I don't want to spoil my appetite.
There's bolognese.
Okay. So Jacqueline was going to talk about dating. I have a segment for you, actually.
Oh, okay. What do you want to know about?
Jacqueline, how comfortable are you talking about dating?
I'm pretty comfortable.
I mean, I know everything about your dating, but how comfortable
are you
talking
Rachel's
about
I know. Rachel's like my dating guru, which is so maybe not the best choice because she's been in a relationship for the past
certainly
4 years. Times have changed, right? Since 2012? I feel like you should have a name for it.
Well, don't put me on the spot.
Like dating tips with Rach.
I'm not saying I'm giving you tips. Listen, I'm like your drunk uncle giving you advice. Okay, we'll call it...
Drunk uncle.
Drunk uncle...
Hashtag date.
Diddy.
Drunk... No, that's gross.
Drunk uncle dating ditties. I don't know.
Dating hour. The Drunk Uncle Dating Hour.
This is called the Drunk Uncle Dating Hour. Jacqueline, good call. High-fiving. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll call this Drunk Uncle Dating Hour.
Got it.
So Jacqueline is a good go-to for, like, what's happening now in the dating world. Actually, frankly, all of my friends are. My friend from Kylie from Oregon called me last night with such a similar dating story to what you tell me. And I came up with this idea from what, my responses to her were. Because they were so, like, cut and dry. Because it's like, I guess I finally just got, I'm going to start being extra honest with my friends when I hear, instead of, like, because I tend to be, because I've always dated, like, underdogs and stuff. John's not. But, like, I've always been so overly forgiving and...
Rachel tries to give the guy the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Normally.
And that has worked out for me sometimes, sometimes not. But I don't want to... give my friends that advice anymore, because I feel like when I'm giving my friend that advice, it makes her weaker, maybe. I don't want to be like the type of friend that's like, you know, you're a woman, hear you roar. Like, I don't believe in that.
There needs to be
either.
A happy balance.
Happy medium. Yeah.
I think there's in between.
Because I try, because I never want to be the friend that's like, oh, that guy's a douche, never talk to him again. And then you end up dating him and I'm like, all right, well, I was wrong. Or
thank
like,
you. We had this conversation in an Uber on the way to our last show, which we'll never Uber to a show again.
Well, no, we can. Just depends.
Yeah.
But I never really give you, like, don't talk to that guy again advice until, like, towards the end. Then I get really dry. But my friend from Oregon called me and it was the first time she told me about this guy. And I immediately just gave her the advice that I thought right off the bat, which I believe to be the truth. Like, if it goes a different way, I'll welcome this guy. But I was like, no, that's how I should tell my friends things. So, anyways, Jacqueline is going to give you, like, a tidbit of a dating story. And then I'm going to respond with how I should have responded.
Should we do, like, a question, like, a few different examples?
Yeah.
I like
that. Giving one. Yeah.
I mean,
give a few.
I'll start with this one, and then I'll start with a few other ones
okay.
that
and
you've given.
We won't name names.
We won't name
not
names.
That they're going to listen to my podcast, but...
Because there's a lot of... No, I won't even do that joke. It's terrible. I did. Oh. I did that joke at an open mic, so...
It's pretty funny, though.
I, years ago, dated someone named David Weintraub, who now, like, I'm great friends with. He has a baby on the way. He's, like, getting married. He's all good. But I used to have a joke being, like, I'm so classy. Like, you know, I don't like to talk about everyone I dated. And there's probably a lot of David Weintraubs in the room. So, like, I don't want to go about it. Anyway.
I love that joke.
Yeah, that was a fun one. We should bring it back. So, the last guy. I don't know if you guys know what ghosting is. That's when you... date someone.
Or like an Irish goodbye.
Or an Irish goodbye and dating. So it's when, like, you've been dating someone long enough where you're talking every day, you've been on real dates. It's not just, like, hooking up. It's not that. It's like you're actually dating someone. And something happens on either party or either side where one person just drops off the face of the earth like a ghost. Like, they disappear. And then in this situation, it was someone who I had been friends with for over a year. Mm-hmm. We had mutual friends who introduced us. We were in the same industry. He was on the other side of the camera, but, you know, respect level was there. Like, yeah. It felt very comfortable and natural. And, like, he's one of those guys that always posts pictures with his dog and his nieces and his family. And you're like, oh, my God, like, he wants the things I want.
Yeah.
Not saying I really want that, but, you know, seemed like a good one.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to sign language her, make sure I'm thinking of the right person. Yes.
Very on point. And yeah, and even like as a girl, I maybe overlooked a few things where I was like, I could deal with that. He's a great guy.
What do you
guy.
Think you overlooked? Because you would never say, okay, let me just say something really quickly. This is what I learned last night when my friend was telling me about the guy she was dating. She was like, we just had such a great connection and I miss him. And I said, okay, what did you like about him? She was like, I don't know. We just had like a really great connection. I was like, but what did you like about him? And she couldn't answer the question. And I was like,
that's terrible.
Yep. But you do it all the time where you'll say, because I asked you about this specific guy. Mm-hmm. You just said, I just miss talking to him. I'm like, okay, well, I miss talking to a lot of people. Like, I wish I kept in touch more with like Sabrina, like my best friend from back home. But like, shit, you know, like you just miss talking to him. But what did you like about him?
I have so many other theories I want to get to, but I won't. Okay. We'll stay on the train. I did.
No,
yeah.
We're not theorying yet.
No, we're not theorying. Okay.
So,
anyway, we got along well. I just felt like he, like, would fit in well with, like, what I wanted with life right now. Like, I felt like we were on the same wavelength.
Okay, which him that's and not I, a bad answer.
Him and I had talked about on one of our dates where, like, when people get into relationships, it's more like you're deciding because there's so many options out here, especially in Los Angeles when it comes to dating, where, mm-hmm. like, you want dates and you're like, yes, no, yes, no. And once two people decide, like, okay, I'm ready to be in it, that's when you get in a relationship.
Yeah.
There's many other reasons why people do it, but, like, a solid, healthy, you know.
I also want to specify before we go into this, that I'm not claiming I have a perfect relationship at all. Like, I think all relationships, people fight and stuff. I just found someone that I just consider to be my buddy. And, like, I'm just like,
and that's
no matter what.
Goal.
Yeah. So, but listen, everyone, I'm not giving her advice because I think I got it going on. It's because I was too wishy-washy in my advice in the past. But anyways.
But I look at you and John, and I want a buddy. I want someone who respects what I do and, like, gives good input most of the time.
He gives, like, a lot of input,
he gives
though.
A lot.
Yeah, there's, a, like,
pick
way
and choose,
too much
But input. I'd rather have the input given than nothing at all, and they don't care.
And I'm just like, get a haircut, and then you can talk to me. Once you cut that hair, then we can talk about real stuff.
Exactly. No, you just want someone you could hang out with and, like, also, like, want to go on, like, a romantic weekend away with.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what you want. That's the goal. So, anyways, that's what this guy seemed like. Okay. Like, my barometer is always, like, will Rachel and John want to hang out with this person?
Or will the Marfugees like
ooh,
them,
yeah. No, it's a big thing.
That's a big one. I know
a
that's
big
a big
one.
One.
And I was like, oh, he'll fit right in. Like, in my... sad enough as a girl in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, I know we're doing like Malibu in like 2 months. Like, will this guy fit in?
I could see him actually. I think he would have been done well.
It would have been great.
Yeah. I agree.
So anyway, everything was great. And then I think I integrated him in with the friends and like my lifestyle. I felt like a dude comic because we're always around guy comics that like.
Did you bring him to more than one show?
I think he came to 2 shows.
I know your first date was at a show, right?
Yeah. Our first date. Yeah.
Well, because this is when you're a comic, it's like, and you're single, you know, they want to take you on a date, and you happen, like, the night that works for them, if you have a show, you know, Jacqueline was like, let's go to dinner, but I have a show, like, at 10 p.m., so the dinner can't go late, then we can go there. So you naturally bring them to the show, but you don't really want a guy to see you do stand-up when you're early on dating them.
But he was, like, so great about it.
Yeah,
but he could have
been. That was good. No, but I believe that he was.
Yeah. It was so great and, like, fun. I kept being like, we can leave. And he kept wanting to stay and hang out. So, we just kept dating and everything seemed great. And then I just stopped hearing from him. And
she thinks he integrated him. I don't believe that this would have made a difference. But she thinks that she brought him to, we went to this place called Bar Marmont for Stassi's birthday. Like by midnight, it was her birthday. And It was a huge group of people. It wasn't even planned. It was very impromptu, though. It wasn't, like, overly formal. It was, like, me, Jacqueline, and Stassi decided to go. And then you were supposed to hang out with him, so you invited him. And then, you know, Kristen and Carter showed up, and Jackson, Brittany, and...
Yeah, all the cute couples showed up.
No, there was plenty of other people, though. Yeah. There were couples. Like, Gabby was there.
Yeah, you met Annabelle.
Yeah, all of our friends were there. Yeah. And for whatever reason, she thinks that, like, that was too much for him.
That was the last time we hung out.
But how would that make a difference? Did you think it's because there's a reality show around, or
no? I think maybe he just got scared. Like, he was like, "I don't want. I'm not ready for this." I think
just being around people.
I think he just pulled back a little bit and.
But it's not like any of us were going up to him being like, "You guys are perfect together." Like, I barely talked to him.
But the funny thing is, like, maybe the second or third time we hung out, people kept coming up to me being like, "Who is this? Like, this person's so nice and so amazing." Okay. He didn't hear that, but it was just funny to see other people's observations of him. So anyway, theory here, ghosting. Then we get a text from him 2 weeks later.
We? I love that you said we.
I know we.
That's so funny.
My relationship guru, Rachel.
I'm not a guru. Give me some of that sparkling water.
I know.
Thank you.
Should I text downstairs for more wine?
No, we're fine.
He sent, like, a long text just being like, "You're so wonderful. I respect you so much, and you're the best thing ever. But, like, I just don't think this is going to work." And so Rachel gave me some advice because we are in the same industry.
No, it was the text was longer than that, though.
What will you say it then?
Because you guys hadn't talked for a week, and just pulled up on your phone. Do you have any phone with you? She's unscrewing the cap. Because there was stuff in there that I originally read it, and I was like, gosh, you know, it just sounds like he's really going through something. And, you know, I tried to justify it. And then I reread it after she was really upset a couple days later. I reread it a second time while she was upset. And I was like, you know what? Take it for what it is. Like, there's nothing you need to text back. Okay. Set it right here, though, because sometimes it interferes with the mic. There we go. All right. It says, "I'm really sorry for not responding to you at all. I'm basically dropping off the face of the earth. It wasn't cool, and I don't know what else to say besides sorry. I really like who you are and have so much fun with you, but I think it's best if we don't go out again. I'm not even 100% sure why, but it's probably best before we go any further. Again, I can't say how wonderful and highly I think of you. I'm sorry for taking so long to respond with an explanation." So when I originally read that, I was like, God, he sounds troubled. And like, I like felt bad for him almost. And then, what are you doing over there?
I'm looking for, you already poured it?
Oh, I poured it.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Sorry. And then when she was upset again later, I reread it. Because you were trying to figure out what to text him back.
Because I wanted some response. I hate the silence. Sometimes it's you know, warranted when someone's a total terrible person.
Yeah, so you didn't text back, and everyone else was telling you not to text back, right? Yeah.
And I don't believe in that.
Yeah. And you wanted to, like, text something, like, I don't know.
I just want to say why.
Yeah. But I said... You know, you guys had been going out for, like, a month or something. And I, like, it dawned on me that, like, I feel like a text that, like, makes you seem the classiest and a text that makes you seem, like...
Whatever.
Not, like... Because I don't like when my friends seem like, "I'm women, hear me roar. I'm better than this. Snap, snap." Like,
I hate that.
Of course you are. Of course you absolutely are. But, like, I feel like that's what guys expect you to say.
Yeah.
And they never expect you to just kind of, like... let them off the hook and just, like, move on and be, like, kind. Sometimes I think, like, they're never expecting you to be kind and not angry.
Because when someone texts you something like that, you're like, okay, we can't go anywhere from here.
Yeah.
Like, we either need to be cool, and I don't like the whole, like, we're all in the same industry. I don't like running into people and having things be awkward. Like,
absolutely.
I like to call things out and be like, "Hi, how are you?"
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so I think what we responded with was...
So then we decided this. So instead of just being like, "Why'd you do this to me?" or... you know, trying again to hang out, like, you know, like a week later being like, "Hey, do you want to grab drinks?"
Which is terrible.
And we decided that she will be kind and professional and play it cool, because if she runs into him again, hey, listen, not a big deal, buddy.
It is what it is.
Because it's really not to you now. I mean, I'm sure after a while you're just like, oh.
I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
Tell me. I liked him a lot. Well... he still looks at every single Snapchat of mine, which, Nick, if you're listening to this, which you probably won't be, but if you are, like, hey, what's up? But, like, cool.
Why do guys do that? They don't text you back or anything, but they just, like your things on social media as if that's enough.
I don't know. Like, it's frustrating, but whatever. On to the next one is kind of my mentality, and this is what we wrote back. "Hey, sorry, I'm just getting back to you. Wanted to say it's cool, and I get it. best of luck with everything in this business. I'm sure we'll run into each other. Smiley face.
Right?
Good advice.
I love that text because it's like, hey, listen, it didn't work out. I guess you weren't the one. You didn't really explain to me why. You gave me some weird, like, so sorry I ghosted. You're so wonderful thing. But she knows she's wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you for telling me things I already know. Cool. Yeah. So I hope this helps, like, any one of you guys who may be going through the dating pool and has had someone ghost on you or has ghosted on someone. Like, you know, take the high road.
Yeah. Save yourself some time. Don't do the, like, 3 weeks afterwards where you'll still meet up with them for drinks. And be like, God damn it, why'd I do that?
Don't do that.
Because nothing ever is, like, sometimes things can come with that. I do believe that. I have heard stories
There's timing in people's lives.
Yeah, and I've heard stories where, like, you know, it happens later after someone, like, you know, was dating someone else. And, like, I totally believe that that happens. But I also believe in, you know, if a guy tells you something, believe him.
Believe him. Guys are pretty black and white.
Yeah,
it's pretty open and honest.
Yeah.
Where Rachel and I have this theory, and we say it all the time. It's when guys have their light on.
Oh, where they this lady I know, she's like 80. She's adorable. She said of her sons that when they decided to finally get married, it was later in life because they're very successful. And she was like, listen, Benny could have sat down next to a bear that day and he would have married her because that day is, like, that was the time he decided he needed to get married. So they sometimes just, like,
they're just ready.
They're just ready. And they're just like, all right, well, she likes me a lot. She takes care of me. She's not really causing too much trouble. No. I guess I'll marry her.
Well, my brother is a coach, and he had some coaching friends over, and one of them brought his girlfriend, who he's been with for, like, 4 years. They grew up together, and she's amazing, and we're all like, why aren't they getting married? And he's like, they will eventually. He just, you know, isn't ready, and I feel like guys need to have certain ducks aligned to, you know, settle down or, like, be with that girl.
Absolutely.
There's a window.
I think so, too.
You know. Anyway, we'll take more dating questions. I feel like right into Rachel with stuff that you want us to talk about. And we've been through a lot. So
yeah. We'll do one more.
Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Who do we want to do? No pun intended.
Who's your best
Taylor Kinney is now single. So I'm throwing that out there. We saw Lady Gaga at our workout class.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I love her. And I hate the fact that I'm like, he's single.
I know. I really like her,
he's
too.
She's so cute.
So nice.
She was so cute.
He's cool. Yeah. She's really cool. She's like, so pretty.
The way we spotted her, it was so funny. She was, like, at the front. And she was, like, so into everything. And that's.
But I didn't think. I was like, that girl looks like Lady Gaga. And then I, like, during the class, I was like, that's not Lady Gaga, though.
The tattoos are what did it for
me. No, and then Jacqueline, when we left, she was like, do you know who that is? I was like, well, yeah, of course it looks like Lady Gaga, but it's totally not. And she was like, Rachel, it totally is.
I pulled up the tattoos, and there it was.
There she was.
And she's adorable. She looks like your best friend, like anyone you just want to hang out
so
with.
So nice and friendly to everyone.
Yeah, friendly to everyone. Just, we love you, Lady Gaga. We hope you find the one. Because she was just in an interview. It was a few years back, and I forget who. I think it was Maria Menounos was like, what do you want in the next 10 years? And she was like, a big rock on my finger and a baby.
Aww.
I know.
That's sad. Why didn't it work out, Lady Gaga?
I know. That's what I'm curious.
Stephanie? Is that her name?
Stephanie. Yeah.
What's her last name?
It's very Italian. Grumata. We'll mess it up. But she's Italian from the East Coast. I feel like we could all be friends.
Did a podcast on how I was stalking her and the workout teacher.
Oh, my God. I didn't stalk the word. I don't like his music. I love Rise Nation.
You know what? You're being mean. He's wonderful.
He seems like a great person.
He's
my
best friend.
I can't. There's certain music I like working out to, and I just didn't like his jam.
All right. Fair enough.
It's fine.
He played It's Raining Men. How could you not enjoy that to work out to?
I mean, that was like the closer. Okay. So today, I actually worked out to your voice and Mark Saratella's voice.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I bet that was motivating. Two pretty annoying voices.
So we're in this, like, small alcove in Malibu where, like, you can run for miles if it's low tide, but you have to, like, get across all these, like, rocks. There's a lot of rocks and waves. So, like, at the time I decided to work out because I've been eating so much out here, I'm like, I need to do some sort of cardio to, like, maintain. I'm not trying to lose. I'm just trying to fit into my clothes I brought with me, basically. And I was just listening to your podcast with Mark, and it was bringing back all the memories from your tour.
I love Mark.
I know. Hi, Mark.
Jacqueline did the show with us that night with, who was on it? Dane Cook, Nick Kroll.
Adam Ray.
Brett Ernst.
John Rudnitsky.
Gerard Carmichael.
Going from, did Gerard go before John?
I don't remember.
I think so. John does this whole funny bit about how he would totally support Donald Trump if Donald Trump was running for president of a fraternity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You'd be like, yeah, this guy, that makes sense.
Not bad.
Totally.
No, he's so funny. He's so good.
He's so good. And I love that, like, we all were doing bar shows with him, like, 2 years ago.
It's crazy. I used to do a bunch of shows with Leslie Jones, too, before she made it. And she's... I don't even think she knows who I am. I just did a lot of shows with her.
I've sat and ate, like, buffalo wings with her.
Really?
Like, no joke, at the parlor. Aww. Just, like, hung out and watched her... She is such a performer. Like, she gives you everything on stage.
She's great. And she's such an underdog. And I'm so happy she made it. Underdog meaning she was a lot older when she made it. And
she was actually the oldest SNL cast member to ever be cast.
So cool.
And she started in the writer's room there. But mm-hmm. the cool thing about it is we've gotten, like, the inside look where we've seen her, like, come up. And she's been working for, like, 20 years.
I think I read in a magazine, I want to say it was 27 years before she booked. Or before, I guess, I think Ghostbusters was her first movie role. I want to say it took her 27 years to book her first movie role, and now she's a huge superstar.
Exactly.
I could be getting that number wrong, but I did just read it.
I believe it. And, I mean, she also, the coolest, did you see her on The View with Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes, that was so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
So sad.
But Whoopi's defending her now, which is even more amazing.
I don't know what she did wrong on Twitter. That guy.
She did nothing wrong on Twitter.
If you guys don't know, there was a... Leslie Jones, she's on SNL. She's also in the newest Ghostbusters. And she, some movie critic or some blogger wrote a...
There's been a few, like, racist comments, like, that refer to being like, oh, I didn't know there was a chimp in Ghostbusters. Like, just...
Yeah, but
like,
it was also this blogger wrote, like, a really, really, like, intense review of the movie. He didn't like it, but it was also pretty, like... not okay on so many levels. But if I went through her whole Twitter feed and apparently she was saying someone hacked into her account because she said something like really intense and she was like, and people were tweeting her being like, I can't believe you would say that. And she's like, I didn't say that. Like, what's going on? And someone, like, I think sent it to her like in a screenshot or something. And then she started like tweeting Twitter, like, I didn't say that. Like, what happened? Like someone hacked into my account. I don't know the full story, but I think... Do you not know about that?
I don't know about that. I saw, and this could have been someone that hacked into it, she started screenshotting the mean things that people are saying and being like, I can't believe you're saying this. Like,
oh, I saw that too, yeah.
Yeah. So she said that, and then she said, like, one statement being like, I'm quitting Twitter.
Yeah.
Which, like, as comedians, Twitter is a great way to write jokes because you only have a certain amount of characters and, like, less is more, I think, when joke telling.
Yeah.
So that sucks also. But I think the point
Did she end up quitting Twitter?
She did, but I think she's back on.
Oh, okay.
I think she's
live.
She
was on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, with Kristen Wiig.
Okay. Did you see it?
Yeah. Well, I saw it later because my mom watched it. And my mom said that Andy asked them if they watched Vanderpump Rules. And Kristen Wiig, like, you're a fan of Vanderpump Rules. She was like, yeah. And he goes, you know that Ariana takes comedy really seriously.
Stop.
And then, you know, he was joking.
No, I know that. But I hate that, like, she gets mentioned to them.
Ah, whatever. I don't care. So that's my mom had watched it and said that Vanderpump Rules is mentioned. So he says that. And then Kristen Wiig's like, yeah, very seriously. They were kind of, I don't even really know what they were referring to. I mean, I know what they're referring to, but I don't really know the spin on it they were taking. And then he asks Leslie Jones if she watches it, and she goes, only for Jax. Which was pretty funny.
Best response ever.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah. No. I just think it's really cool what they're doing. And this is Leslie's moment. And, like, haters.
She's
just adorable. Let her shine. Like, she's so nice.
On her? She's so adorable.
She's so nice. She's so adorable. She's so funny. We love you, Leslie.
Yeah. If you want to be my friend, listen, hit me up.
Yeah. Let's all hang out. I'm down to go get some food, tell some jokes, tell some stories. We love you. You're an inspiration. So keep doing you, girl.
Well, on that note, I feel like we should eat some of the Mount Fuji food.
I know. There's a lot of it.
I can smell it.
I can smell it, too.
I feel jealous right now.
I'm very jealous because I know they've already gotten into most of it.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Jacqueline, tell them where they can find you.
You can just find me at Jacqueline Marfugi, JacqueLynMarfuggi. I know it's a mouthful. I'm a handful. It is what it is. But yeah, on all the Snapchat, the Twitter, the Instagram, all those things.
Yay.
Yay.
And I'm Rachel N'O'Brien, RACHAELNOBRIEN. Thanks for listening, guys. And remember, oh, if you have any like thoughts or anything you want to tell me about the podcast or guests you want to see or things you'd like me to talk about or questions you might have, you can email me at info@RachelOBrienComedy.com. That's spelled RachelOBrien. All right, guys. Bye. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No